Tuesday, October 29th. Okay, that was me screaming. Why? Because I can't believe the horrible mess I've gotten myself into. Oh! That was me screaming again. My situation is bad. Very bad. Right before lunch, I got a note from Chloe and Zoe to meet them in the janitor's closet. They said they couldn't wait to show me their new Halloween costumes. But more than anything, I thought this would be the perfect time to finally tell them about Brandon asking me to the dance. Since he hadn't canceled on me, yet anyway, and the dance was in only 2 days, I thought now would be a good time to tell my BFFs. So this was the plan I had inside my head. After I got done raving about Zoe's Beyoncé costume and Chloe's Canterwood Crest riding costume, I was going to tell them about my fabulous Juliet costume. And maybe even invite them over to see it after school today. Then I was going to blurt out, "Guess what? Brandon asked me to the dance!" Chloe and Zoe were going to be so surprised that they'd start screaming and jumping up and down. We'd end the little celebration with a group hug. I was also pretty sure that during the dance, Chloe and Zoe would insist that I secretly meet them somewhere to give them all the juicy details. Which meant I'd probably have to tell Brandon I needed to go to the bathroom, like, once every hour, just to update my BFFs. That was the perfect plan I had inside my head. But, unfortunately, things didn't happen the way I had planned. When I got to the janitor's closet, I told Chloe and Zoe that I had some surprising news for them, too. They said, "Okay, you first." And then I said, "No, you first." Then they said, "Come on, you go first." And then I said, "No way, you go first." So they finally said, "Okay, we'll go first." Then they made me close my eyes. Surprise! Here's our costumes! When I opened my eyes, I was expecting to see a Beyoncé outfit and a riding outfit. But instead, I saw 3 trash bag costumes. Surprise! The exact same trash bag costume I had suggested 2 weeks ago that Chloe and Zoe had called really lame. "Aren't they cute?" Chloe said, smiling really big and giving me jazz hands. "Do you not love them?" Zoe giggled. We figured that since the 3 of us were going to be hanging out at the dance together, Chloe started. "We might as well hang out as 3 bags of trash," Zoe finished. "OMG! OMG! You guys shouldn't have," I stammered. Only I really meant it.
"Well, since you had your heart set on us being bags of trash, we didn't want to let you down, especially after you agreed to do that cleanup crew thing with us. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even be having a dance," Chloe said, tearing up a little.
"Yeah, we were being a little selfish about the whole costume thing. So after school yesterday, we met at Chloe's and worked on them until midnight.
It's the least we can do to show you how much we appreciate having a really great BFF like you,"
Zoe said, dabbing her eyes.
"Yeah. One who'll stick by us through thick and thin no matter what," Chloe added.
Then Chloe and Zoe both grabbed me and we did a group hug. Then they said, "Okay, now what did you want to tell us?" I just stood there looking at Chloe and Zoe and feeling really horrible. I couldn't believe they were actually giving up their cool costumes to dress up like lame bags of trash. Just for me? I didn't deserve great friends like Chloe and Zoe. But another part of me felt bad because I knew true friendship was supposed to be based on honesty, which meant I had no choice but to tell them the truth. That Brandon had asked me to the dance, and I had accepted. That I planned to mostly hang out with him all night, not them.
that I was going to be a beautiful, romantic, and moody Juliet, not a bag of trash. So I just blurted it out. I'm really sorry, Chloe and Zoe, but I can't wear that bag of trash costume or hang out with you guys at the dance. At first, they were confused and kind of stunned. What do you mean? Zoe sputtered.
I don't understand, Chloe stuttered.
Then as it sank in, their confusion turned into hurt, and they both just stared at me. Okay, I like Brandon a lot, and I really, really wanted to go to the dance with him. But there was no way I could do this to my two best friends. So I smiled really big and gave them jazz hands to lighten the mood. What I actually meant was, I can't wear that costume or hang out with you guys. Unless we get yellow rubber gloves, crazy wigs, and sunglasses. We gotta have those, right? Chloe and Zoe looked totally relieved and smiled at me.
OMG, you almost gave us a heart attack, Chloe chuckled.
Rubber gloves, wigs, and sunglasses. Coming right up, Zoe said. She opened a bag and tossed one of each to me.
Great, then I guess we're ready to rock, I said, smiling.
Even though deep inside I was so frustrated, I felt more like crying.
We're going to have so much fun, Zoe squealed.
I can hardly wait, Chloe giggled.
So that's why I am now in my bedroom screaming.
Ah!
Mainly because Thursday evening could turn into a major disaster. I'm supposed to wear a rat costume and hang out with the ballerina brats. I'm supposed to wear a Juliet costume and hang out with Brandon. And I'm supposed to wear a bag of trash costume and hang out with Chloe and Zoe. All at the same time. How did I ever get myself into this mess?
Okay,
here's an idea. I'll just call Brandon, Chloe, Zoe, and Mrs. Hargrove and tell them I'll be home sick Thursday evening with a bad case of bubonic plague.
Oh!